forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. Ha.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hey.
Oh my god.
Fuck this. And Pat. And this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating, and love.
Do you guys usually say that tagline together, though?
We're going to bring you in, you stupid bitch. Oh, my God. This is a fucking lawless day. There's no rules anymore.
I want to be clear that Catherine is sitting here in our studio in her bra.
Because I made a rookie mistake. Didn't wear a shirt under my gorgeous, thick Marnie rented sweater.
And that's true. And you'll remember the Marnie sweater from our last episode.
Okay, calm down.
And it is true. This is the next
day. You always remember. You like have a journal of what I wear every day. No, you're obsessed with me. You have a shirt under your shirt that's like cat.
It's not about that.
What is it about?
What it's about is that I'm saying like we're recording episodes every week this way. And that's why.
Every day this week.
Life is hard for us right now.
Well, the thing is also I'm wildly hungover because we all had a fucking night, which I'll wait till we get.
I had fun. Last night felt like high school to me.
It was so fun.
You know what I mean?
In a good way.
I don't know why.
Can you just introduce me? This is killing me.
There's no rules. Nevertheless, she persisted. Let's bring in our fucking guest.
He's the trigger.
Yay.
Oh my God.
My favorite thing is when that Henry said that the lineup was a pageant.
It was a pageant.
It was. Everyone sounded so good.
I got there late.
We're talking about, sorry, for anyone who's listening to this, hi.
Which is so sad.
Which is so sad. We had me and Henry show at Club Coming last night, and it was Henry's 30th birthday, and it was Christmas, and Christmas is today, and we had the best lineup of the entire history of the show.
It was so fun.
It was a psychotic pageant.
It was a psychotic pageant. Psychotic length of the show.
And then, just for a listener, then after the show, we went to this bar on the corn. Lisa bought tequila shots, absolutely. The shots were the biggest shots I've ever seen. They were like
so big.
And I didn't even take one, but I like was sort of near them, and that was enough to sort of send me absolutely over the edge.
That did it for me. And then I didn't eat. Whenever I don't eat at night, I puke. I don't know why.
How did you puke?
I puked at 7 a.m.
Oh, no.
But I'm glad I still got a couple hours of sleep before the puke.
Amazing.
I still got a couple more buckets to fill.
But I didn't. That's why I didn't brush my teeth, because I gag already when I have really sensitive gag reflexes.
I don't.
Puked on a dick.
Is it hard to give oral?
I puked on a dick once.
I've never puked on a dick.
Yeah, it was Bud Light Strawberita. I puked all
over. No. Oh, my God.
But it wasn't chunky. What did you puke?
I don't remember. It was kind of puke where like I puked and then I kind of like just swallowed it back down and kept going.
Oh, so you didn't puke on a dick.
Well, it was the dick touched the puke. I'm sorry. I hope my parents are proud.
The Strawberita went all over the floor,
no.
All over his dick. But he was a scumbag, God. So we just cleaned it up and kept going.
Oh, cool. Oh my God. Wow, he stayed hard throughout
the cleaning rally, puke. Bootin' rally,
but
bootin' rally,
for sure. Bootin' rally is absolutely... How does that phrase exist?
I know.
I think I have a youth.
Wait, last night I got separated from like the herd.
I know what happened.
I know.
We lost you last night.
I
was sort of holding core.
I know. I was yearning for you.
I know. What were you doing? Let's say.
Okay, this whole thing. Maybe we'll just. I'm in a place where I just talk about it. And I don't care because it deals with
talk
people
about
who
what?
Listen. No, like it deals with people who listen. But
okay,
like,
wait.
You spot
this young hoodie guy.
This guy in a hoodie who I first don't recognize. And I'm like, oh, that guy's hot. So I tell Kara and Sydney Wash, and
he alerts the girls.
I recruit my militia of gals, and then Sydney goes and like talks to him, and then like invites him to this next bar we're going. And then I realize I've met him before. We have a mutual friend, and
who?
Lulu Krause.
Yeah,
this is funny because he's gonna listen and he'll know. But I think we were. I
there was vibes.
There were. But I was so tired because I haven't gotten more than 6 hours of sleep this week, and I couldn't have a conversation. Meanwhile,
and yet you insisted on staying at the bar.
I insisted. Like, what's wrong?
Nevertheless, he
insisted. And then this other person was I kept being at the table and talking for like so long at a time. When you talk for so long at a time, like I'll talk a lot, but
at a time.
Then I'll be like, Patrick, don't talk for a little while.
Patrick. So are you Patrick to you?
My internal monologue is Patrick. But
I think that's great.
Well, my mom called me Patrick when I grew up. And then like I was like, whatever, but it was like very leggy, like touching is huge for me. Under a table mm-hmm. is a big kind of signifier that I might hook up.
Totally.
And then I go up to the bar to get a Diet Coke. Someone like accosts me at the bar and starts whispering into my ear for no joke 25 minutes, which is fine.
That should be illegal.
No, that's what they need to do. That's their only tools they had to kind of get through that day. And then I see like the person like leaving in the back, and I was like, oh cool, this didn't like it. Just
he just left.
No matter, how short.
But I guess if I was him and I saw you talking to someone for 25 minutes, I'd be like, okay, this guy fucking hates me. I'm leaving.
Yeah, you got to grow up and just tell people like I have to go.
I have to grow up in general. I know.
You should. Yeah. Why don't you just say like
I was talking over here. Guy.
Excuse me, I know. I was talking over here.
I know.
Excuse me, I want to talk over here.
I know, but the whole thing was even then when I was over there, I wanted to like talk to you guys at the
table. I know, there was too many good people. I'm going to say this, there was too many good people at the bar last night.
But I wasn't necessarily with like any of them. You know what I mean? I know.
No, you were being held hostage.
I was being held hostage.
Who are you talking to?
Probably Sydney at the bar.
You guys had a cool corner.
Yeah, but I don't remember who else was there besides Sydney. Oh, Larry, probably. Or was he with you guys?
I feel like you guys...
Wait, the moment last night that was so crazy was you were talking to Larry. But, okay, let me paint the picture. I'm having a stroke. I'm sitting at a table with Cole and Pat, and we're like, we look across the room and there's this like gorgeous head of hair, and this beautiful woman, we see only her back, and we're like, who is that? We're like... Who is that? We're like, her hair looked red in the light. We're like, maybe is that Ruby McAllister? Who's that beautiful, mysterious woman? Larry looked so infatuated. And then we're like, hey. And then you turn around and like this beam of light hits your face and you're like, what? And it was like a movie. It was
That's
so beautiful.
So cool. I'm oh so happy God. That happened.
It was, we truly did not, we were like, how? We didn't know it was you.
So my friend recognized him. I had a Halloween party and she was like, wait, who was he on Halloween? I was like, a pumpkin. Larry came as a pumpkin.
Yeah. Oh my God. But you looked amazing last night.
Thank you. No, I dressed up for the show. I really want, because I've wanted to do it for a while. And then the last time I got booked, it was both of you weren't there. Still great. You know, it was fun.
Oh,
people.
Did you do it?
I did do it.
What was the host?
It was.
What was the host?
Peter.
What?
Oh, love.
Yeah.
Oh, love.
But so I was really excited. I canceled my next spot. My best friend came with her boyfriend. Like, so we really made it go down.
It was a magical night.
I'm just in shock that I didn't hook up.
I'm not.
Yeah, me
neither.
Yeah. All things considered.
It's just, what's wrong?
You haven't since August. I haven't hooked up since last February.
Wow. Wait, what the fuck is the energy of this table?
It was sucks. That
your
last?
I know.
I can't stop fucking.
What's your barrier?
Well, I did request...
You guys talk about your barriers, and I'm going to put my shirt back on.
I did request to be on Raya, and I have an A-list recommendation, so I'm hoping I get on it.
Let me tell you about Raya.
What? It's bad. It's douchey. But I'm fucking girls, so I feel like maybe they'll be less douchey.
Wait, what? Are you exclusively fucking girls?
No, if a man sweeps me off my feet, like I think dudes are hot sometimes, but I just can't imagine. I really enjoy dating a girl. Like, I really can't imagine.
You're homo romantic. And
yes.
And bisexual.
Yeah. And I'd fuck couples or have threesomes with a guy, but I just can't imagine like getting fucked and looking up and just seeing like a man. Like, I don't want it.
That's all I want.
That's all I
want.
Yeah. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what song is that?
That's Bruno Mars.
Cool.
That is Bruno Mars. Next question.
Okay, wait. So let's talk about this. What happened last February?
Well, I fucked a couple in Scottsdale, and that was...
What is Scottsdale?
What is Scottsdale? I know, we don't like Arizona.
No, Arizona's terrible.
It's Scottsdale, Arizona? Okay.
Basically, I got my heart broken. I was depressed for like 6 full months. I had to start therapy.
Can we talk about who broke your heart?
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend, I was like texting both of you. I was like, I was convinced she was going to try to fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, what's going on over there? And then,
it's crazy you guys. Where we were?
Yeah, but it's crazy you guys didn't even meet because
we did meet.
Oh,
for
she
like
did.
1 second.
Because you were
drunk.
In her story.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I was at this party. Gorgeous.
Were you gel?
I had FOMO, yeah. I was like, what's going on?
I wish you had been there because it was
FOMO is healthy. FOMO is healthy.
FOMO is healthy. Yeah, I was at a birthday party in London of some comedians I didn't know, and I met a bunch of amazing comedians.
Yeah, they're all incestuous and fun. Yeah.
Right.
I had
FOMO is healthy, and that's because FOMO is like you want to be alive, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I did fall in love, and by fall in love, I do mean have sex.
How long has the girls been happening? Has that been...
No, it was just this one girl we met in Australia. It was very international. Oh my God. We've fucked in four different countries.
Oh my God.
Because we were long distance. She lives in London.
Wait, so how did you
find I'm just pathetic that I keep talking about it. It's been so long since I've been dumped.
No, but she shifted you.
Yeah, she shifted me.
She threw you off your axis.
Yeah, and she probably likes that I won't shut up. She called me though, and she's or WhatsApped me. But she's like, can you please stop calling me a compulsive liar on podcasts?
I'm obsessed.
But I was like, you are. But I was like, I'll Holy try shit. Not to do that.
Okay, but anything goes for today.
Yeah, tired. There's no rules.
We all had a big night.
Yeah. Like, if you're tired, you can say whatever you want.
No, that's true.
Hand
that
down, true. I know she loves
you
it.
You can't edit yourself.
Duh, of course,
who
wouldn't love being talked about on pod
for over a year?
I get off on it.
Yeah, so I'm at this birthday party. I met her for one sec. Yeah. And I'm texting you, and then you're... So, you were like,
well, because my friends were like, she's not even gay. I'm like, neither was I.
So how did she turn you away?
Wait, so how, yeah. Or did you turn her in a way? Or did you both turn each other?
No, because she fucks boys too. She's just like a queer psycho. Okay. what's the?
Much like?
Mix, what's the pixie dream girl? She's that. She's a manic pixie to me.
Oh, interesting.
She's like dynamic.
Is she an artist?
She's a comic.
Okay.
Like, she writes songs and songs plays the guitar.
Okay, so she's me.
So she plays songs.
Queer psycho with
But she
songs.
Looks like
Queer
a boy bander.
Songs, so it's me meets Catherine. Queer psycho writes songs.
Oh my God. Okay, she's us. She is us coming to MB.
And do you want to address that we're all eating gummy lips?
And I actually suffered from an addiction to these a few years ago. I would send my friend pictures whenever I bought them. And she was like, you need to stop.
My friend, even with an eating disorder, loves these.
Wow. You should be the spokesperson for gummy lifesavers, and it should be a commercial of you like holding the bag. My friend, even with an eating disorder, loves these. That would be a great slogan.
That is so funny. Oh my God.
No, we were
I just choked.
We have a mutual best friend though, me and her. Because she's from Toronto. So we have a mutual best friend. So while I was going to Australia, she's like, you'll obviously hang out with her there.
And you're then, like, just a friend at this point. You're
yeah.
Like,
and then,
dudes.
And then like third, fourth day, we were at the art museum. We were looking
you're thinking of these as dudes,
at art. No, we were hanging out. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I'm in love with her and I need to marry her. And then my friend was living in Dubai at the time. And so I was like, oh, just hop down to Australia. Little did I know it was a 15-hour flight. But I just, the world to me, I was like, oh, yeah, just hop down for the weekend. So she flew 15 hours. And when she arrived, I was just like in tears being like, I need her.
Oh my
I'm
God.
In love. Please. And I kept ditching my friend who like flew to see me.
Wow.
But then we went to Sydney for a week. She got enough of me. But yeah, just I was at the art museum and I was like, I'm in love with this
person.
So
what was the move?
Oh
that
my
was
God.
Made?
What?
I love that moment when you're like, oh shit, I just fell in love.
Yeah.
I've never had that moment.
What? And she had a crush on someone else. I mean, I was so shy. I'm really I think I'm open. I seem very what's it called? Like chatty and open, but when I have a crush or something, I completely shut down and I can't handle it.
That's one
of my barriers.
Yeah,
I like don't have
shyness.
The confidence when it comes to romantic things. I
you
get very nervous.
Them. And
so we kept hanging out. Yeah, but I was just like, I kept going to her balcony and she didn't get it because she was also scared.
Oh, sure.
She was scared to be like a lesbian predator, you know, where it's like, oh, I'm going to just. She was being.
I'm gonna turn you.
But I was like legit on her bed, like in my leather jacket, just like nervous. I was doing everything for her. My friend was like, you don't even know how to flirt. You just kept bringing her water, and I just kept.
That's a great way to flirt with me.
Catering to her and just being nervous. And then it was the last night of the trip, and I was like, I had to leave. She was gonna stay for longer, and I also fucked another guy that trip. She was like, you should fuck Richard, and I was like, okay. And then I fucked Richard.
How was it?
And I didn't even. It was good. He was a sex addict, so. It was
cool.
Good. But and later so it was the last night I knew I had to do it, and then the Backstreet Boys played and I love the Backstreet Boys, and I was like, let's go dance. And then I finally was like, let's go make out. And she was like, okay.
Oh, so you had that ability to say let's go make out.
Yeah,
I need that ability.
Well, I'm curious, like, before, was there like touching, or was it truly just like gals hanging?
Sometimes
gals
like was
hanging
she surprised
is touchy.
I get, well, because then I was like, hey, she like left my room and I was like, I have to do this. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, hey, can I just like nap in your room instead? Would that be weird? And she's like, yeah, please don't come up and nap. But
was that when you were going to try?
Yeah. Well, because she was in my room. I think she knew. She was like, let's go to your room. Oh, I cleaned her room. She had a crush come over, this guy from Australia, and I cleaned her room for the guy to come over. I, like, didn't know how to behave. Yeah. But
things in Australia are crazy.
It is crazy.
I've never been.
They have koalas. The art's very good. Food. I don't know. What was the question?
What?
<I don't know. laughs> The art will make you gay for a woman.
Yeah.
No.
The art in Australia will make
you
gay for a woman.
But then she also just looks like everyone I had crushes on as a teen.
Adele.
So she looks like a Nick Carter, Leonardo DiCaprio, and like Miley with short hair. Like it was because I have a naked Miley poster from that magazine with her on the with the towel. Yeah. And when I came home from Australia, it was humiliating. They have the same body. And I was like, I just can't believe. So when she came to visit, I was like,
So you might
be my dream. So I'm sorry. But there's a poster.
Wow. You say, let's go make out. And then you kiss. And it was great.
Yeah. And then I'm such a dork. So then we made out. And she's like, let's have one more drink, but not here. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, bitch.
And I was like, sweet. And so that means you already know, like, let's go back to the hotel. But I didn't realize it. So when we got in the car, I was like, to the supper club, please. Cause that's like a bar we had gone to. And she's like, what are you doing? So we went to another bar. And she's like, I don't want to be here. And then we finally hooked up. And then I had to fly to Sydney the next day. And then we immediately texted, talked. And then 2 days later, I bought a ticket because she was going to be in Toronto. And then we, like, saw each other.
And how
right
long?
Away.
And, yeah, and then phone
how
sex.
How long did you do? And phone sex.
A lot of fun sex. But I love it. I love sending dirty videos
I don't
pics.
Like that.
I never really do that. I want to get into that.
I love it. And I love when people, like, there's one dude, he'll still be like, I just jerked off to that video. And I'm like, I love it. I get off on it.
That is hot.
I don't like it. One guy.
Oh, I love. No, all I want to hear is like, oh, like the picture. So is what's going on with me? All I want to hear is the picture I sent is hot.
I don't like sending or even really getting pics. One time I was hooking up with this guy who insisted on filming like from weird angles, like the fuck. And then he kept showing it to me. I was like, I don't want to watch it.
What, like sometimes she would be like I would love like I would call him masturbate and come while she would just be grocery shopping on the phone.
Oh, hot.
And like I would hear her like pay and like stuff like that. And I would just be like that, coming on the phone.
Are you a fetish bish?
I think so. Wait, so I like that. I like public stuff and I like like we have bed straps and stuff.
I was trying to think last night. For some reason at club coming last night, I was trying to think if I had any fetishes. I think I was like just scraping this like bottom of the barrel for material. I was like, what am I gonna do on stage? And I was like, I have a fetish.
You guys both were so funny last night that I was like losing my mind.
Oh, so good. And usually I'm such an asshole and I always run the light, but I didn't yesterday. I really respect
the room. I wish you had.
Room.
You should have just done
Catherine,
it.
Me and Catherine have a saying where we say, if you don't run the light, it's sad.
No, I think I kept it. I'm usually a jerk. Even Sydney was like, I saw you kind of get off on time. Like it was a big moment.
But I wish you had run the light because when you were like, what did you say? You're like, it was 40 people grow up.
Yeah.
That was so funny. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
I do watch a lot of porn, but my therapist said that the porn we watch is basically our brain takes our previous trauma and turns it into fantasy and pleasurable. Yeah.
Oh my God. So explain that.
So she was just saying if like no one paid attention to you and you were like off on your own and no one cared about you, you probably want to be like tied down and like full attention or lots of people fucking at once.
Oh,
so you kind of just take your fucked up things and your brain turns them into pleasure.
I'm trying to think of what I really respond to in porn.
Because then I was like, you're ruining porn for me, Sherry. Like, what the fuck? And she was like, no, this, it's good to be aware and it'll bring you more in your mind and it'll be better and yada yada. She's like, you could still enjoy it, but
See, I like when someone's really kind of passive and submissive and I kind of identify with that person, but I don't like when someone's tied down.
I like watching like a woman being just like destroyed and like loving it.
I watch public disgrace.
Oh, I've seen those. Those are good.
That's my.
But here's what I don't like.
I pay for those.
But here's what I don't like.
You don't like the tying of the titties. I don't like it either.
Wait, tying of the titties?
I do not like that. And I do not like. My nipples are really sensitive. I do not like when they're squeezed. I'm like, can you guys calm down? You guys. All I'm fucking.
Yeah. Well, but everyone gets their. What's it called? Their limits. So like the audience is aware of the limits. So it's like you write, my nipples are sensitive, don't touch them. People won't touch them.
Yeah,
wait,
and it's like the
what
clamps.
Are you talking about?
I don't fucking
because I
like
watch
that.
The interviews before to make sure I know their limits. And then while I watch it, make sure that everyone's respecting them.
What are you talking about?
Like for a lot of BDSM style porn, you have your don't lists where it's like, I don't like to be referred to as an animal, or I don't like nipple clamps, or no fisting in the butt today, whatever.
Not
it is.
Today.
No bruisers.
I love the interviews before porn. I think
me
it's
too.
So fun.
Wait, I don't know what
for gay
and after.
For gay, it's like them kind of sitting actually chatting. I'm like, so Chet, this is your kind of first time with us. Like, yeah. Like, I definitely met Brandon. I was like, God, I got fucked by him.
Oh my
and
God.
And they just kind of like talk about their experience around like coming into the studio today.
I've never seen anything
it's
like that.
It's kind of like the beginning of our podcast.
This is a porn.
I love all the little like minutiae surrounding the fucking porn.
Yeah, I like to know like about their set life. Like, yeah. I know that they're performers and
totally.
Yeah.
I don't think I like that.
And I like, do you like amateur or profesh?
Professional.
Me too.
But there's this lesbian married couple pornos. People that I love, and they'll like one of them will fuck a girl at a hotel, and the other one will tape it. Hmm. And so it's like amateurish, but they're pros.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I like amateur either. It's always like
the angles are bad. They look bad. They don't know what they're doing.
The guys always have like small dicks.
So sometimes I see like a porn thumbnail, and I'll look. I'm like, oh wow, this would be a really hot porn if they had better angles, and if this is professional, there would be someone kind of on.
Well,
that's someone's job to make sure that happened.
Yeah. That's why it's crazy when people try to fuck like it's a porno, because it's like, no, they're like angling for the camera. There's light, like
I know.
Wait, you know what I don't like, and I've been talking about. I don't like sex on my side.
Yeah, do you like that?
No,
that doesn't work. It's like, what's happening? Nothing's touching the clit.
I've never done sex on my side, but I think it's hot in porn, so I'm open to trying it in real life.
No, I feel like it looks lazy and sort of sad. It's like we're both,
I think
like,
it's like if you're hungover. I feel like that's like what it's for when you're
sex on the side is for when you're hungover.
Yeah. Oh, and you don't want to really move, but you want to get it in.
What's your favorite pazoosh?
I look from behind.
Oh yeah. You come from behind?
Yeah, well I'll be, someone has to touch my clitoris like a vibrator on it, but I love getting fucked from behind.
Yeah, it feels good. Can't deny it.
I don't like being on top, but I think I'm growing as a person, and I'll do it in the next time.
I love being
of course.
On top.
Yeah.
Of course.
And you like touch your hair a lot.
I'm always like, ah.
One time I asked you what position you like, and you're like, well, you say start this, and I'll go on top, and I'll come like 8 times, and then we'll do this.
It's true. It's like psychotic.
I have to like grow up and do that more.
You'll like it.
Yeah, grow the fuck up.
Grow the fuck up, bitch.
Ride a dick.
So how did it end with the girlfriend?
Tragic.
And were you like seeing other people, or was it like really intense?
Well, I told her I was like, because I was like, you can fuck other people. We're across an ocean, you know what I mean? But she wasn't into that. But
she wanted to be exclusive.
She's the one that dumped me. It was too much for her. She like couldn't handle it because like once you're, it's like this intense week, and then what sucks is like if you get your period, but you already planned this trip, like and stuff like that. So it's just. It was like an intense week, and then we would miss each other, and like she couldn't really handle all the ups and downs. And she's like, we're not going to move, and we're never going to be in the same country. Like, I can't do this.
Why doesn't she live here?
She's killing it out there.
Wow. Should we all go out there?
No. No. Okay. Your comedy's it, girl.
Oh, my God.
You can't go anywhere. You know that.
Stop.
And I'm...
It's really... And
I would love if I like had a job, though.
And I'm the it girl's gay friend, which is also...
No, jobs are overrated.
No, I just want to be in a movie.
Yeah.
Don't you like that?
And jobs aren't.
Yeah, but you'll get that.
What's your dream?
I think in 2 years, you'll be a huge movie star.
Oh my God.
That's what I've
been
saying.
That's my dream.
Everything takes 2 years.
Now, what is your dream?
I know. I watched
dream.
That interview. I know.
Jobs are overrated, but what I will say is when you don't have money,
they can be huge.
When your teeth are literally falling out of your mouth and you desperately need a dentist and you can't access that kind of healthcare, then job can be huge.
What's going on with your teeth? Because you've been talking a lot about your teeth.
Well, from kind of years/decades of amphetamine abuse and bulimia, my teeth are like falling out from the back to the front. And when they get too close.
From the back to the front.
Yes.
Clap your hands.
And now I'm doing better, but my teeth still aren't like recovered and I need to see a dentist like ASAP. But I can't afford it.
How much is a dentist?
And here I said eating gummy lips.
It's not cheap. Because I'm
I need to
go. No, my first thing I book, I'm going to go to the dentist, hand him a $6,000 bill, and I'm going to say, give me all news.
News?
Yeah, like tomorrow I'm getting a filling and it's $600.
Oh my God. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
I need like all those and like that.
Wow. It's good that it's in the back though.
I know. That's the thing. I'm so, if it was like in the front, I'd be like, okay, it has to happen tomorrow. I'll make it work financially. But since it's in the back, but I do feel we were joking before and it did become a tweet and it did become an Insta story. I feel like I'm in a race against the clock to get famous because my teeth are slowly falling out and I need TV money to fix them, but I won't book TV work if I don't have teeth. So it's like,
I said, is that a catch 22?
And I said medium, but it's actually a classic catch 22.
Okay. Thank you. Why'd you say medium?
Because the fact that it's a race to get it, like that's not a once they're fallen out, then it will be a true catch 22 because it'll be like, I need TV money to fix them. I don't have them. But since I still have some now, it's a race against the clock, not a catch 22.
Okay, I want to keep talking about fucking. Yeah. But I am happy. No, I'm sad for your teeth.
Thank you.
Wait, what emotion do I feel? Okay.
No, just when people like have TV writing jobs, I'm always like, ugh. Oh, like I do not. I don't envy that. I
feel
guess.
The same. I want to do
it for.
Way.
I want to do it for a week. I wish there was like a take.
Yes, with- I've done like a pilot thing where we're in a room for a week, and then mm-hmm. you kind of like pretend you have a job, and you get a badge, and you get to like zip.
Yeah,
in.
I want a badge.
That's what I love.
I had a badge in my early 20s. Wait, when I had an office job.
I don't think I ever want a badge.
Yeah, you're
it felt
a badge.
Fun.
You're
okay,
a badge girl.
I had like a photo. I don't know. I liked having the badge.
That's cute.
And it like, that was your experience.
It like zips out and forward.
Yeah.
But
zip
whenever
bad.
I commute during regular hours, I always feel like the luckiest person in the world because people have to do that commute every
oh
day.
My God.
And it's really awful.
I would kill myself.
I mean, we experienced that even with this podcast coming here at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
I did get stalled on the train many times.
And you can't sit. And it's just like everyone is sad. And I used to backup nanny. That was my job.
Yeah.
And so when you go even earlier on the train, mm-hmm. it's like all the help. Mm-hmm. So it's like depending on what time you go, it's like a different level of sadness.
Sometimes I go somewhere at 7:30 a.m. And I remember the first time I was going there.
It's
was
like nannies, people that are, it's like.
Yeah, I was like, wow, there's going to be so many seats on the train because it's actually 6:45 a.m.
No.
On the train.
Nope. The city never sleeps.
The city never sleeps. And we didn't invent that thing.
The bakers.
The bakers, they're up. The bakers are up.
The bakers are baking. Hit with me. Wait.
That's the worst dream. Like, I know it's their dream and they love to mm-hmm. bake, but it's so early.
It's so fucked up.
I don't
If you're a baker,
that.
Seek treatment.
Yeah, if it's your dream to bake, seek treatment.
No, there was an article that just came out. There was like, the most successful people wake up at 4 a.m. I'm like,
that.
But they're not creatives. And the creatives stay up all night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The creatives
no one wants to run Google.
No one wants to run Google.
And that's why we were at International Bar.
Yeah.
All fucking night, babe.
Next to McDonald's on the Lower East Side.
Oh, right. Okay, but, so we need to ask, who are you, and who do you want to be?
Wait, say that again.
Who are you? Yeah.
Who are you?
And who do you want to be?
What do people, are people sincere or goofy? I'm not really good at improv.
I think it's
kind of a classic long form improv exercise.
Stop. we're obsessed and we want to know your whole life story.
How did you get here?
How did you become the goddess you are?
Sexually, and how did you get here personally?
Well, so I was born in the former Soviet Union.
Right.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. So I was just like super foreign. Confused, couldn't really make friends. No one, you know, I didn't figure it out until
they
I found
like,
comedy.
They were like, who's this Russian bitch when you got to middle school?
I've just always had this personality, and so people can't really handle it. So it's kind of like, you know, there'd be meetings with friend groups of like, the way you treated Allison wasn't nice. And it's like, oh my God. Or like,
Allison sucks.
Yeah. Or like, I fought with the swim team coaches. I was just always, you know, the theater kids hated me because I missed one Godspell rehearsal to smoke weed. And then they all fucking hated me. Like, I just couldn't find my groove. And then dropped out of three different colleges. I finally graduated, but like, Iowa State, arrested twice in a month, had to drop out.
Who are you arrested
for what?
Just being a drunk young bitch.
Young bitch is a federal
offense. Oh my God.
Yeah, she's got priors.
And I was typical. I was like, I know my right, like all of that. Like, really.
You know what I've always wondered? When they Mirandize people, which I have this game with the kid I nanny where I Mirandize him, like I realized because I've watched so much Law and Order SVU, I know the Miranda rights. Yeah. And so I didn't realize I knew them until I was saying them. And then at the end, they're like, do you understand your rights? And what happens when someone's like, no? Or they're like, oh, fuck, you're free to go.
Yeah. That's how you'll beat your crime.
Yeah, you guys, if you get arrested, this is so important.
They don't care if you understand or not. They just have to say it.
It's probably important for like in court or something.
Like if someone's like mentally handicapped or something.
Yeah, or doesn't speak English.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It ultimately doesn't matter.
So you're arrested and then
you
move to New York?
The cops suck, but like I love SVU. It's so wild.
I know,
but I had one audition for SVU. Mm-hmm. I bombed so bad because I couldn't stop smiling because I was so happy to be there.
No, that's so funny.
So they're like, can you just not smile? And I just couldn't. I couldn't.
What was the role?
The line, I was just a process server. My only line was Lieutenant Olivia Benson, and then I would give a paper and that's it. But I couldn't stop smiling.
You could have worked with Mariska.
Oh, my God. I know. And then they were like, I had one more time, and then I gave the paper before I said the line. And so they're like, please just go. And
even,
I had to leave.
Even though Mariska is a joy, sometimes I'm like, okay, you lucked into this. You know what I mean? Like, anyone can kind of do Mariska's job.
I want to be clear about this. I don't care about Law and Order.
I know a fun fact, though. Okay. There's a rule on set that, like, if no one can cry unless Mariska's crying, and if anyone starts crying, she will start crying. You cried yesterday. You're good.
Wait, when?
You cried on stage.
I love to cry.
Yeah.
Wait, no one can cry on screen, you mean?
Yes. Like, if I'm Mariska and you're like a kid on the show who's gotten abused and you start to cry, but I would like Mariska will just start crying. No one's allowed to cry without her on
That's
set.
That's incredible. Yeah. Because she just wants that moment.
Yeah.
She wants to seem empathetic.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's like, my new role.
Yeah.
Of all the millions of sets I've been on, that's my role. Oh my God.
But I also love seeing, what's her face? Her mom, Jane Mansfield.
I don't know who that is.
She's like an old-timey blonde actress, but there's like, she had an amazing home. Her home is like everything, like pink shag walls in the bathroom, heart-shaped tubs, balconies for no reason. Like, it's just very beautiful, but there's like baby Mariska in all of them. I'm like obsessed.
With Mariska. What do you think about her being
all friends? All of SVU. I love it.
What do you think about Mariska being friends with like Gigi and Taylor? You don't care.
I don't think she is. I don't think she hangs out with them. Her best friend's Deborah Messing, and I heard Deborah's a giant bitch, so that's the only thing that makes me nervous.
I just remember watching the VMAs that year, 2014, and I just remember seeing like Gigi and Taylor and Selena.
Well, because you know Taylor's cats are named after,
okay. Who's
Taylor Swift's cats are named after Mariska's character, and then Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy.
Are they actually friends?
I love her. I love Ellen Pompeo.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like she's like, where'd you come from?
She was in Old School. That's how she got her start.
The movie?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Really? No.
She is the love interest.
She's weird. She's like, she has like the Maggie Gyllenhaal thing where I'm just like, I can't tell like That's at what, all what age you are or if I think you're attractive.
I used to feel like I didn't care about Maggie Gyllenhaal. And then I like... in recent years, saw Mona Lisa Smile.
Oh, I love that Mona movie. Lisa Smile.
Now it's like Maggie.
That finally something we can all agree on.
Yeah. And now I like Maggie.
No, I love Maggie. I just don't understand her face.
Kirsten Dunst really plays a bitch no matter where she goes.
And that's her rule on set.
Yeah. Did you see The Bachelorette, that movie?
Yes.
I liked it.
It was
it didn't
good.
Do well or anything, but I loved it.
It's like a perfect kind of movie.
It's Kirsten.
Rebel Wilson.
I don't really remember it at all.
Lizzie Kaplan and Isla Fisher.
I'll see ya.
Great cast.
Wow, that was pretty fucking amazing if I say so myself. Thank you, Lisa. If you would like to hear more from Lisa Traeger, please come back on Wednesday for part two of our explosive conversation with her.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.